Looking to diversify your reading list? Well, look no further. Anthony Grooms is an author and creative writing professor at Kennesaw State University. He stopped by with recommendations for our Southern Reading List series on books that define and reflect the South.
Hello, my name is Tony Grooms, also known as Anthony Grooms, and here is my Southern Reading List. One of the problems with doing a project like this is trying to decide which few books to talk about, because there are so many that I like. But I've selected these books primarily because they deal with a subject that I'm really interested in. As a novelist, I write primarily about African-American history of the 20th century. My novel, The Vain Conversation, published this year, follows the witness of a lynching in Georgia from just after World War II to the 1970s, for example. So these books that I've chosen, I've selected because they are primarily Southern writers. They deal with African-American subject matter. And the first one I want to talk about is Blood at the Root, A Racial Cleansing in America by Patrick Phillips. Back in 1987, my wife and I and a friend found ourselves on a crowded bus leaving downtown Atlanta and headed up to Forsyth County, Georgia, where we were participating in a silent march, part of the Brotherhood March in Forsyth County. This was an interesting experience for us because we saw at the periphery of the march Klansmen, some of them hooded, some of them not, with guns, and luckily for us too, also state patrol there to protect us. But a profound experience. Later, Oprah brought her show to Forsyth County, and she had too a somewhat scary experience.
We bring you today to Forsyth County, Georgia, just 30 miles north of Atlanta, which in the past few weeks has gained the reputation of being a hotbed of racism.
So I've been interested in Forsyth County from that perspective, and here Patrick Phillips, who at the time that my wife and I were marching there, was also marching there as a teenager who lived in the county. He had liberal parents who had actually participated in the very first Brotherhood March, which was about a week before the one in which Hosea Williams, the civil rights leader, was stoned. This book really delved into the history of it. It's a beautifully written book, and it's a book that emphasizes the relationship between history and the present. It really explores the legacy of what happens when people are deprived of their properties, for example, and other people essentially steal it from them. 50 years, 60, 70 years later, that property becomes very valuable. So those people who were purged, as it goes, then have lost out and other people have benefited. Another book I'd like to talk about is a novel. It's a bit of a quirky novel, and it's called Halo by Grace Stewart. This is a satirical novel, and it's told in a highly ironic voice, a voice, in fact, that I think most major corporate presses, I call it Holly York presses, those corporate presses based in New York. The tone of the voice is very ironic. It takes a little bit of getting used to, but once you get that tone, the book is not only hilarious, but it drives to some very important social criticism, some critique of Southern manners, and particularly a critique of race relations in Atlanta. The final book I'd like to talk about is called A Lesson Before Dying. I work as a judge for the Ernest Gaines Foundation, the Ernest Gaines Literary Award. The novel has a fairly simple premise. It involves a premise of trying to teach a man about his own dignity. The story begins when a young black man, Jefferson, is a passive participant in a murder of a prominent white store owner in 1940s Louisiana. And I say passive participant, Jefferson doesn't seem to be wholly aware of the consequences of his being on the premise when two other boys murder the storekeeper. Nonetheless, he's convicted. As a part of his defense, however, his defense attorney tells the jury that he shouldn't be convicted because he doesn't have a mind of his own. He's not a man. In fact, he is a hog. So this is the setup. Is Jefferson a hog? The protagonist is Grant Wiggins, who's a school teacher in the area. He's been away from the area out west, much as Ernest Gaines was. He left Louisiana for a while and was educated in California, but maintained a strong relationship with Louisiana. Grant Wiggins comes back to Louisiana, and his Aunt Lou tells him that he has to go to the jail and teach Jefferson how to be a man. And of course, this is a task he doesn't want to take on, and it's a task that he feels is impossible. I like the book also because in a very subtle way, it explores the social oppression of black people. When you look at that school that is described in the novel, for example, and you see what those poor children have to go through, how what they lack in terms of resources, and how the parents and the teacher struggles to give them those resources. So that's kind of my take on a couple of my favorite books at the moment. I should end by saying I have a lot of favorite books, and would love to talk more about what they are.